Hello there and good morning. I'm Matt Hermes. Here's a look at your morning news, sports, and weather for Monday, July 8th. Heads up to drivers in the Owen Sound area. There's going to be some traffic disruptions downtown on 2nd Avenue East this week. Sidewalk and southbound lane closures will be in place just north of 10th Street until Thursday. Hanover police were involved in a pair of foot chases over the weekend. Police say two men are in custody after the unrelated pursuits Friday evening. One involved a suspicious person near the West Terrio Power Transformer Station on 7th Avenue in Hanover. Police allege the 36-year-old man cut the fence to break in and steal copper wire. He was arrested and charged. Hanover police also chased down a suspect Friday evening who ran through several backyards to try and escape officers. But he didn't and was arrested. The 23-year-old Brockton man was wanted for robbery and on charges in relation to an assault last month. The South Bruce Nuclear Exploration Team reviewed the Deep Geological Repository hosting agreement during a recent Community Liaison Committee meeting. The agreement between South Bruce and the Nuclear Waste Management Organization was signed in May and lays out $418 million in taxation and financial benefits for the municipality if a DGR moves forward. South Bruce will be holding a referendum in October to find out if its residents want to host the DGR to store used nuclear fuel. Northern Bruce Peninsula will be entering into an agreement with the Association of Municipalities of Ontario to access funding. The dollars from the Canada Community Building Fund will be used to finance projects that would have otherwise been postponed due to budget constraints. In national news, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is in Washington, D.C. this week for a meeting of NATO leaders. The gathering will mark the 75th anniversary of the NATO military alliance. It was near-record attendance over the weekend at the Calgary Stampede. More than 161,000 people jammed into Calgary Stampede Park for the opening of the event, which continues until July 14th. And Hurricane Beryl made landfall on the Texas coast this morning as a Category 1 storm. Beryl strengthened to become a hurricane again late yesterday evening after leaving a path of destruction through parts of Mexico and the Caribbean. All right, it's time now for your morning business report. Stocks look headed for a flat open to start the week of trading. Futures contracts little changed in pre-market with inflation data on deck this week south of the border. Bitcoin also trading flat this morning at around $57,100. The price of oil is down nearly 1% to $82.50 per barrel, while gold's lower as well, $2,380 an ounce, and the Canadian dollar is at 73.30 cents U.S. Now for the Bodog Morning Sports, George Springer sparked a rally with a three-run home run in the seventh as the Blue Jays went on to beat the Seattle Mariners 5-4. The Jays took 2 of 3 in the weekend set. They're off today ahead of the start of a series in San Francisco tomorrow. Local lacrosse, the Owen Sound Senior B North Stars lost 10-3 to the Brooklyn Merchants. In the CFL, the Hamilton Ticats fell to 0-4 on the season with a 44-28 loss to the BC Lions. And Canada will play its Copa America semifinal against Argentina tomorrow. You can always find more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca. RE/MAX, your unfair advantage, because we've done this over 2 million times. The weather's up next. A sun and cloud mix today with a chance of some showers late this afternoon, possibly a thunderstorm. A high of 22, feeling more like 28. Tonight, a few showers late this evening, possibly thunderstorms and a low of 17. And tomorrow, still a slight chance of rain or thunder showers in the morning, then mostly cloudy. A high of 19.